This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Louisiana authorities continue to warn residents of the dangers of Tropical Storm Barry, although the city of New Orleans did not get hit as hard as some had expected. Thousands of customers remain without power, and others are preparing for high waters. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane. It is the first of the 2019 hurricane season. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Barry's impact is expected to last for several days.
Even on Tuesday morning, we still have some sort of center of circulation up there in Missouri. So that's a long time to producing a lot of rainfall and a lot of gusty winds.
And Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans and residents, and they should be prepared. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation this Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. Campaign confirmed Friday by President Trump is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases, according to the ICE acting director, Matthew Elbins. The Republican president's announcement is expected to be well received by citizens who voted for him on his campaign to crack down on migrants. Democrats have denounced the operation, declaring it as inhumane to target families. Thousands of protesters turned out Saturday in part of Hong Kong to demonstrate against traders from mainland China. The demonstration was held in an area near the Chinese city of Shenzhen, along the border with Hong Kong. Many stores were closed along the demonstration route. This is VOA News. The NATO-led security alliance in